remission. So, there it is. That's why I said, be glad to be in the house of the Lord for your protection. You see, and I am grateful. Even doing, sitting to listen to worship, all the songs that they sang this morning, even with Pastor Paul there, I felt like every last thing they said was directed at me. But not only me, like David said, every last one of us. So just think every day is a blessing to us. And I feel it every day. And the other thing is, let you know that old devil's there trying to change your mind, but you got to stand fast on the word of God. And one thing that Sister Lahani said one time, she sat up here and blessed us one day with her sermon. She said, one word with two syllables, and I'll never forget that. Jesus! Where would we be without Jesus? And for what he did for us on that cross. And I just want everybody to continue to pray for me for other things that's going on. Because, hey, what it is what it is. And what the doctors say don't bother me no more. Because I got a better doctor. I got the God who's created me. And not only me, but every last one of us in here. And I just want to thank you. Continue to pray for me. And I want to give all the thanks and glory also to my brother Dexter, who has been there for me, thick and thin, and not only him, but everybody in this room that I know. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, man, when I got that news, I just felt like shouting. Amen. You know, because what he didn't tell you is when he first got here, and for the last 3 years, they've been telling him, well, we can't do nothing about this cancer but manage it. Maybe we can slow it down a little bit, you know, but you're going to have to live with it, but you're going to have to die from it, but we can't do nothing with this.
Come on.
You know, we can just keep giving you rounds of chemo and all that. But then God said, I can fix it.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and we're just saying, when he said complete remission, said, what? No more chemo? No more none of that? God is able. Amen. See, now, we got another testimony. Amen. We're going to call our Minister Diane up here. And, you know, we could spend the whole morning doing testimonies up in here.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hear one word, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hear one word.
Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. Listen. Listen. I can tell you all these numbers from the hospital. I can tell you all that I went through. I went through a lot, but let me just say, no weapon. I was in a hospital 629 to 73 the first time. Well, the second time, but on this testimony, this the first time. I fell in the bathroom. I was dizzy. I went to use the restroom, and I was on the floor, and I don't even know how long I was on the floor. But when I came to, Dovey was sleeping with me because her daddy had told her, because I was my blood pressure was going down, my blood sugar was going down, so he equipped Dovey because he went to work to do what she needed to do, just check on me, right? So Dovey was in my bed. So when I went to the restroom and I fell, when I came to, I said, Dovey! She came and got me. Listen, that girl's strong. Got me up off that floor, no problem. Check my blood pressure, check my sugar, check my temperature. Do everything her daddy told her to do. Her daddy gave her two numbers. Call me if something goes. So she didn't want to call the actual workplace. So she kept calling the cell, gave him a message. Johnny finally got the message. He came straight home, right? Came straight home, and listen, I don't want to go to the doctor. I fight it. I'm not even gonna lie. I fight it. I don't want to go. I feel like they are. What's the word? Practicing on me. I need you to know what you're doing. But anyway. Get back to it. So Johnny came right because my blood pressure was 87 over 53. My temperature was 100 and my blood sugar was 68. So that's why, you know, straight, I had to go. Didn't want to go, but I had to go. Went there by 9:15. I don't know, they did so many tests on me, so many things, because I went at 5:42 and 9:15. I don't even know how many tests they did on me. But they're getting back the results, and they say, you know what? Her kidneys are failing, so we're going to have to, they sent me to Virginia Mason. What's it called? Virginia? Yes, in Seattle. Test and test and test. Okay, so my, I don't know the word, I don't know the name, but the kidney function is supposed to be number one. Now that's the number they're looking for. And mine's was at 6. So I was a complete failure with my kidneys. And we don't know why, right? So they started doing all the tests over there. They repeated the tests. I feel like this is a lot, but let's just figure out what's going on. Well, what it was from the TIA, my doctor gave me 3 different blood pressure medicines. At the same time, she told me I needed to work on my diet and work out, right? Keep going to therapy. So, you know me. I'm working it out. I'm going to the gym 5 in the morning. Me and Doug, come on, let's go. I'm working it out. I'm going to the gym, going to therapy. Well, when you got 3 different blood pressure medicines, and you're taking care of your body. You got 3 different blood pressure medicines. They got you on diabetic medicine. That's why all these numbers were so low. Then they realized I was dehydrated. Kidneys just failed. Stop taking that medicine. You're doing what you're supposed to do with your body. You're working out. You're getting yourself right. But, you know, I was trying to get in touch with my doctor, but she wouldn't get back with me. But we got common sense. I should have stopped that medicine. Right? We got Jesus. Dr. Jesus. Creator Jesus. But anyway, when I wanted to go to church, y'all. I didn't want to miss the outdoor service. Right? So I'm praying. I'm like, listen, okay, so how are we doing? At the same time, I knew I had temperature. But they wasn't focusing on that. They was focusing on my kidneys, right? So I said, so how are we doing? Because I want to go to the outdoor service. How are we doing? He said, okay, so you can go home because we stopped the medicine. Your kidney function is now at 2. Went from 6. They didn't give me anything. Complete kidney failure. It's coming back on its own. They ain't giving no medicine to fix it. So you at 2, and we believe in a couple of days it'd be back to normal. Listen, no dialysis. No dialysis. God is good. He turned it around. Got out on the 3rd. I got to be for 4th of July. I got to be for the outdoor service. And right after, okay, so outdoor service is on the 6th, right? I had a doctor's appointment on the 9th. You know how they do that follow-up after you get out of the hospital? You got to go see the doctor within 7 days. So I go to the doctor, got a new doctor. Hallelujah. I got one that's calling me. I ain't got, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, the other one's busy, but that's okay. God worked it out. Got a new doctor. Well, I get there. She looking at the report from Virginia Mason, and she said, well, did they check this? I'm looking to see if they checked this. And I said, she is, you got the report. So she wanted to run her own test. She said, did you eat anything this morning? I said, no. She said, well, you're going over to the lab today. Right after here, I need you to take, she did a whole different panel. I said, okay, I'll go. Went over there to the lab, waited forever. But they got me in. They only had one lobotomist, right? Got me in finally. Did everything I did. Well, before I left, she left instructions on, you know how they give you that piece of paper? She left instructions and said, if your temperature's kind of high, which I knew I had it from the other place, but I was trying to get out. So your temperature's high. If it goes over, it was a ridiculous number, like 100.4. I said, woman, before I got here, it was 102. I didn't say nothing. She said, if it goes over 100.4, is on the paper, I need you to go to the emergency room. I am not going back to that hospital. This is what's going on in my mind, right? And so I, in the bed shivering, I got the fever that is, it is, I'm so wrapped up, just shivering. And my husband's like, why you got all that cover on you? Check my temperature. What'd he say it was? 103 point something. And I know what the paper said. Right? And I didn't tell him what the paper said. He made me take all the cover off. I'm laying there in my panties and just, he said, I'm going to put you in a cold bath. I said, no. I'll take the cover off. Put the fan on me, all that. And so he said, we need to go to the emergency room. I said, give me some Tylenol. Tylenol brought it down. I was like, praise the Lord. But a few hours later, he's asleep now. I'm wrapped up. I'm shivering and I'm wrapped up. 2 days done gone by. I know I'm supposed to be going to the emergency room, but I don't want to. I know I heard Johnny was on an elders meeting, and somebody heard me in the background, and Pastor called. I said, Pastor, I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to Pastor. Because I already know. He going to tell me to go to the hospital. I don't want to talk to Pastor Linda. I don't want to talk to neither one of them. Johnny put it on the speakerphone. Dang, 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 dang. Go to the emergency room. And you know I try to be obedient. You know, Johnny been begging. He didn't say. He was suggesting. Y'all understand what I'm saying, wives? Pastor Dave said, Johnny, take her to the ER. I said, Pastor, what they gonna do? I got a temperature. They gonna give me Tylenol just like I'm taking. What they gonna do there? They practicing medicine. I was fighting him. But finally, I put on my clothes and went to the emergency room. Numbers. Numbers. Fever so high. They put me in and started giving me fluids and all that. They got in touch with Virginia Mason, had to send me back. Now, this is the 12th. Now, remember, I got out on the 3rd, had that doctor's appointment on the 9th, suffered to the 11th night. Get to the hospital, they got to take me back. I spent 6 days the first time. And I wanted out and got to go to church. Y'all saw me. I looked crazy. Eyes black, lips white. But I was at church because I wanted to praise the Lord. Get to the Virginia Mason, and the fevers are so high. They're giving me stuff to get the fevers down. And they kept on saying, are you hurt here? What was hurting? They're trying to figure out my white blood cells, my hemoglobin, the red blood cells, and my platelets were so low. They said, your body's fighting something. What is it fighting? So they can't figure it out, right? Temperatures, they're giving me Tylenol, so, and they're giving it like this, right? So you can only take so much Tylenol. By the nighttime, I didn't have all my Tylenol. So I'm just shivering. I was like, can I get one of them warm blankets? They putting them on me. I was like, Johnny wouldn't even let me do this because he had me naked in here. Putting them on, and the temperature's going up and up and up. But I ain't hurting nowhere. So they said, you know, we need to do, you know, all these tests, and I'm waiting on the one test. It was a 24-hour pee test, and I'm peeing in a little bucket, and they cupping it up. Anyway, I was like, waiting on the pee test. How that, I'm asking questions. How that, well, it ain't came back yet. Well, we need to do a bone marrow biopsy to see what's going on with your red blood cells and all that stuff. I said, how that work? I'm asking questions. So we're going to have to cut, we're going to have to drill, and then we're going to have to put a syringe in and get those. I said, what about the pee test? What did it say? Can we get the results of some stuff before you start cutting on me? Right? Because, you know, the other one, they be coming at it. They throw that cancer word out. I said, so if I got cancer, you cut it, it's going to spread. So I don't want you cutting on me. I need to see some results or some tests. Right? With the fevers, guys, came delusion. Right? The fees were so high at night. It'd be a whole scenario, I think, that happened. I'm telling my family just, and I think they think I'm crazy because when I was at the house, I did that too. I was telling them about something. We were supposed to get stuff on Dovey's car. I said, they stole it. He said, Diane, it's in the driveway. I said, they stole it and they written it out. But this was the delusion with the fever. So I'm in the hospital and they're supposed to do the biopsy the next day. And I have this, it was so vivid, right? It was so vivid. And they come, you know, because I'm going to have the biopsy. So my family's on the way trying to make it before, I go in. And the doctor come in, I said, I'm canceling it. She said, excuse me? I said, I don't want it. Because I had this whole delusional thing, right? She was mad. I could tell she was mad. You know how they try to talk you into it? And I said, in my delusion, God said, don't do it today. Right? So I said, my God said, no. So I'm not doing it today. But I'm not saying I'm never doing it, but I need you to get some results of some tests. I'm not doing it today. She got off the case, gave me a whole new doctor. She was that, because I said, she tried like four times and my voice, I don't know how my voice, you know me, y'all know me. I said, listen, I said, I'm not doing it today. She said, well, I don't know when we'll be able to see. I said, well, won't you go find out when the next time we can do it? But my God said, I'm not doing it today, right? She's mad. She leaves. The people come back and put another, because you have to write on the thing, a whole nother doctor. And somebody came in back in and said, we got an opening tomorrow, same time. I was like, you know, I thought it was going to be. But you know, you don't know what doctor it was that day. You don't know. Listen, what they told me they was going to do to me. And Johnny said, he looked at the video and he was telling me about pain, you know, pain. And I was like, so the next day I said, Jesus, you told me not today. So if you told me tomorrow, I'm going to do it. So this new doctor comes in. And I said, I am going to do it. They're trying to make sure I'm back out again. So the new doctor comes in, he's explaining the whole thing to me. I said, I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. Went in there. He said, I got this cocktail You ain't gonna feel nothing, don't worry. You got fentanyl in it. I said, fentanyl? I said, listen, I don't want none of that. They're killing people with that stuff. And he said, you know, that is not that kind. This is the medical kind. I said, okay, so he gave me whatever it is, because you have to be up for this bone marrow. I said, what do you mean I gotta be up? He said, well, you won't really, you know. I said, so am I gonna feel it? That's what I need to know. The cutting and the drilling and the. He said, yeah, you're gonna feel it, because we can't numb the bone. Right? We can numb all around, you know. So I went in there. All I felt was the first needle. Listen, I felt the first needle when they put the first numbing. I guess it did a whole bunch of numbing. And we got done. I said, so are we done? Listen, I didn't feel no drill. I didn't feel no cut. I didn't feel, listen, I got to the room, blood, my thing just bloody. Johnny's like, dang, how was it? Didn't feel nothing. They said, you know, we got this medication that when, because when you're done, you're going to feel some pain. We got medication on hand for you. Didn't take medicine. Didn't feel nothing. A whole bone marrow biopsy, and I didn't feel nothing. Jesus. So, you know, they get the first preliminary, they get that, and they're looking for cancer, right? They get the other one, they got a mail off, and the other one, you know, the preliminary. So they go into the preliminary, can't find anything that would cause. I got no cancer, and I got no, what's the two words? Anyway, two lymphoma and the other one. None of that. I said, okay, so praise the Lord, right? So what's wrong with these fevers? So they can't, because there was nothing to give them, they couldn't figure out the fevers. So now they're bringing in specialists. They got the hematologist, the infectious disease, and the other one that deals with whatever. Three of them. And then my regular doctor. And they're all working together, trying to figure out what this fever. One of the doctors said, well, we need to do a liver biopsy. Okay, what I got to do for that? Listen, I'm asking questions. Well, they're going to stick a long needle in here and get, so I said, okay, I'm just going to feel it. Am I going to feel it? And what? So, I know this is a long testimony. What you're going to hear what God did in the end. Keep with me. Did a biopsy, didn't feel a thing. Now, I do have a bruise, still can't feel it. I had a Band-Aid on my butt from the thing. I had a Band-Aid over here. No feel nothing. Jesus. Get the reports from that, nothing. Listen, I got a tune-up. I feel like, listen, they was coming in there getting blood. Listen, they said they ain't got no red blood cells, no white. Listen, y'all taking 7 tubes in the morning, 5 tubes. I ain't gonna have no blood. But they checking. They keep, you know, they did that thing in a patient you just see if it grows something. You know, they check it. They checking my levels every day. My levels are low. My red, my platelets and the white, low. They can't figure it out. Nothing is bringing it back up. Nothing is bringing it back up. So now you got the. You didn't did the infectious, and you didn't did the hematologist. Now you got the one who sees about if your family got this, and I don't know what the name of that doctor is. Anyway, she said, let me tell you this part. Before she came up with that, Johnny and JJ was coming every day. W had cheer, so she was getting rise to cheer. And she came in, and I could tell she was irritated. No, I was on the phone with pastors, and they was, you know, they checking on me every day. And W was irritated. She was just looking at me like, she just like me, y'all. She just, you know, like, what are we doing? Why are we here? So I'm on the phone with pastor now, and she just can't hold it no more, right? She said, Mama, are you praying? I said, girl, you don't think I'm praying? I'm getting trying to get the heck out of here. Yes, I'm praying. She said, not praying to get out. You need to pray, what is your job that you're supposed to be doing while you're here? That one I pray for. That one I pray for. And you know, as a mama, you're mad and you're proud at the same time. Because you know what you put in her, but you also know this is God speaking straight through her. At this point, I'm like, no, I did not pray that. You know, that is not what I was praying. I was praying, Lord, fix it and get me out. So before they left that night, she said, we're going to pray, Mama. I know they were praying for me, but she said, we're going to pray. And she led the prayer. I'm going to do what she's supposed to be doing, you know. The very next morning, I guess it's called CPT. I don't know. It's not the RN. It's the one that helps the RN. And she came in. I told her I wanted to take a shower. She said, let's do the bedding. She came in. She was in my listen. Usually they change. They don't even talk to you. This one started talking, and I said, okay, Jesus, we didn't hear my prayer. I ain't gonna lie to you. In the back of my head, I said, I'm getting out. So I'm going to do whatever the God say do to get out. So I'm talking to this lady, and she is just, like I said, they don't even talk to you when they come in. She said, you nice lady. She just didn't speak good English. So I pray, God, give me what she's saying to me. Because I want to be able to communicate with her and understand what she's actually saying. And God just switched my ears. I could understand every word she was saying. And what she was telling me was her husband just died 7 months ago. And how she didn't clean the house. She didn't change the furniture. You know, she staying busy. And she said, I don't know what to do. My house is, you can only clean so much. And I asked her, I said, do you go to church? She said, I pray at home. I said, let me tell you something. You want to be busy. You need to be around people. The Bible says, assemble together. I said, you need a church home. She says, well, I used to go to. I said, you need to get to church because there's where your help comes from. There's where your community comes from. You got to have a community of people. Listen, y'all didn't fed me. Y'all didn't love me. Y'all didn't pray for me. There's a community when you get to the church. You need to get there. She said, you're such a nice lady. And she actually said, I usually don't even talk when I come in. I said, none of y'all do. She kept coming in. She came in before she went to lunch, telling me she's going to lunch. Listen, they don't do that. Johnny and them came up. She was about to go home for the day. She came back and just said, I think she spent more time in my room. But listen, now my ears are open. God, what else you want me to do? Right? Who else I need to talk to? But God is so good. God is so good. Now I can tell you some numbers are there, you know. With all the blood and all that stuff. So the next day, we got the lady, I don't know, her rheumatologist, whatever they are. I don't know their names. And she said, let's try some steroids. And they started telling us, okay, now what that mean? Listen, I need answers. What's the side effects? You're going to gain weight. You're not going to be able to sleep and all that stuff. So I can lose the weight back. You know, I've been working out. I ain't worried about that. They said, you're going to, stay up. You be a little mean. Because they're going to taper me off. You know, they give me this big, I have been having it through the IV. now they got to give me pills and they tapering it off and they telling me it's going to be 6 weeks before I'm done. And so I said, I think I can do that. That's easy. Give me the give me the steroids. Like I said, they were giving it to me. I didn't have a fever from that day on. But listen, I was doing well. Listen, I was my ears was open. Anybody, listen, who you want me to talk to, Jesus? Who you want me to talk to, Jesus? 3 days. They just wanted me to have no fever for 3 days. Now, I've been in the hospital. I think it's 13 days, y'all. I was in the hospital for 13 days. It took Jesus talking to my daughter to get me to do what I'm supposed to be doing. But I will tell you, God is a good God because he prepared. He prepared me. He let me rest. Listen, I had no pain. I'm sitting there watching TV. I said, I feel like I'm cheating. I had no pain nowhere. They serving me and, and I want to go home. But I didn't have I had no pain. Why am I here? Rest. You know, he took me off that job and I'm steady busy. Sit your tail down. You got help, you're not utilizing it. You want to do everything, control, problem. Sit it down. He set me down, y'all. 6:13 set me down. But I tell you, I do listen to God. Because I know y'all remember Johnny was working like a mule. He was on the double-double train, is what they call it, the Boeing. You get double the pay when you do overtime. He was on the double-double. He'd get the big old check, right? We could have went on vacation. We could have done all this stuff. And this was about 3 months before this all happened. Big checks. You know what I did? I paid my rent up. I made my mortgage up 3 months. But just paying. Just every time you got a paycheck, I was paying. Finally, some Allstate sent me a check. Said, please, listen, you've already paid your premium. I didn't know what the check was for. I went up to Allstate. I said, what's this for? She said, honey, you already paid. I said, well, can you put it on the next time? You know, I'm up to the end of August. I said, can you put it for the next time? She said, no. It doesn't work that way. You have to wait till August to, if you want to pay it up after that, but we can't hold it. I said, listen, have you ever got a bill where it say, please don't pay? it actually says, do not pay. I'm too far ahead. DirecTV, all that stuff, don't pay. So God is good, because, like I said, when I get that big old check, I'm paying bills. I got a bill, I don't like to owe, and I don't want nobody calling me. All I really got is my mortgage, all the other stuff, phone bills also. Listen to God. Listen, I had no idea that 3 months later I was going to be in the hospital, and I'm already paid up. Listen. Johnny was visiting me every day, so he was out of work for three. He check came in. I pay tithes. I don't care what. And, you got all that stuff coming out of his check. He had to raise his 401k because I owed a whole bunch of tax money. Anyway, check came back. After I paid my tithes, it was $493. What am I supposed to do with that? I said, you don't got to visit me. Go to work. He was coming every day, driving all the way to Seattle in that traffic every day. So I looked at, first thing I want to do is go pay bills. And I look at the thing, and I can't pay no bills. I didn't even need to pay a bill because I'm already paid up 3 months. Listen to God. He also taught me through this. When you need to sit down, sit down. I keep working and working. I see this. You know how you get in the house? You see that kid? I told them to do this. They didn't do it. So you do it instead of making them go back and do it. God showed me, they got to do it. You ain't there. They got to do it. you ain't there. So not only am I learning some stuff, because, you know, I don't like the kickback. I don't want to hear, just go. I do it my doggone self. That was me. But they had to do it. There's the help that I have that I don't utilize. Sit down. Got to listen to your body. Listen, I'm 50, I don't even know. I'm old. I have a birthday next month, and I don't even know how I'm going to be. But anyway, God showed me, listen and sit down. Listen. If a person comes, if God gives you somebody you need to speak to, do it. Listen to what he's saying. Do what he said do. And when your body tell you to sit down, sit down. Now, I will tell you, the test came back, nothing. The reason why they gave me steroids is because of my inflammation in my blood. So it's supposed to be 200. Mine was 1,300. That's too much. Trying to figure out how to get that down. With steroids, all stuff, everything's down, y'all. God is so good. But he did teach me some lessons while I was in there. Now listen, if you see the joy on my face, and if you tell me to tell you something, I'ma tell you. Listen. Sit down. Praise the Lord.
Here's your king. Sit down. We serve a God that is more than able to do what he wants to do. You know, when I think about both those testimonies, you know, we see things taking place that only God could do. You know, they pulling their hair out trying to figure out, you know, what's going on in her body, you know, and racking their brain. And as soon as she was obedient to God, you know, and got that word from Miss Dovey, then it was like, okay, we got this. You know, he showed them the very next day, okay, let's do this. You know, and with Michael, amen, the doctors admitted they couldn't do nothing with it, but try to manage it. But God said, I can put it in remission. Amen. See, if we just yield and let him and trust him, there's nothing too hard for God. You know, I just thank God, amen, because truly, sometimes we just need to hear. And like I said, we could spend time this whole service, amen, just talking about the testimonies that are in the room. Because they're here. All the months, you know, we're back in the old church. We used to have testimony service. How many of y'all remember testimony service? Amen. Amen. I don't even have any hands. So y'all know, amen. They slow down to worship, amen. And they have a testimony service. Everyone jump up and say, I got a testimony. And see, and the word says that you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And think about this. God is not a respecter of persons. You know, sometimes we don't know and see what God is doing unless we let somebody know and we tell somebody, you know, what he's done in our life, amen, and the things he's brought us through, amen. Sometimes we miss out on the miraculous, amen, because we hold our peace. Amen. But he wants us to tell somebody, amen, because somebody can be encouraged and, you know, to trust God more, amen, because of what they see him doing in your life or in my life, amen. But we got to be ready to share that testimony, you know, and realize that, you know what, God is trying to do something. And we got to say yes if we're going to let him do it or not. We got to yield to his spirit, amen, and see if he's going to do it or not. You know, I look at all the things that, you know, we've been through over this last year and a half, amen, just with Pastor Linda, you know, and the eyes and all that, you know, and so many other things. But God has been faithful. Yes. Amen. That's one thing that, you know, we should be able to see and know that God has been faithful. He said, I believe how David said, I once was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed beg bread. Amen. But see, you gotta put your trust in God. Amen. And not in man. Amen. And you gotta be willing to wait on the Lord. And give ear, amen, to what he's saying. Because sometimes them journeys can seem long. Right? But you know this, that in the end, you know, how many of y'all like to read books? You know, not too many people really read anymore. I love to read. I just don't have as much time as I like to read. Amen. But see, sometimes, you know, how many, I got any people in here to go and read the end of the story first? I see y'all. To me, that kind of spoils the, you know, that's like, you know, a teaser alert. If you're getting ready to go see a movie and someone can tell you that all the, that's Pastor Linda. She want to know what happened before she go to the movie. What's the point? You know, but the thing is, this the only book that I love to read the end, because the end lets you know that no matter what happens to you in this life, no matter what the enemy throws against you, no matter how down you might feel, if you just hold on to God, in the end, we win. No matter what he does, no matter how he comes against us, in the end, we win. And see, I don't know about you, but that encourages me. Because I know, amen, trouble gonna come. I know there's gonna be more things down the road. And that's all right. Because I also know that God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He's going to be right there with us, amen, even in the midst of the fire. Amen. When you're going through, when things are the hardest and it seems the hottest days, he's right there with you. He's right there with us as we hold on to God and trust him. He already knew what was coming my way when I went through. He already knew, amen, what my choice was. Was going to be, but like I told him on Wednesday night on Bible study, he know, but you don't. Right? So that means you got to go through it, and prayerfully, you will make the right decision. Amen. See, and prayerfully, it's going to be a decision to do it God's way and not your way. Because I can think about times in my life that I did it my way and it didn't work out. Amen. But when you do it God's way, amen, it'll work out every single time. Now, you might have to go through a little something. Right? But that's all right. Because you know what? You didn't get the diploma in high school or college without going through some tests. So how you think you can get out of this life and into God's eternity without a few tests? Right? You know, how many times have we seen in God's word, he said he did this to prove them. He did that to prove them. What he means, he's testing them. Right. To see if you're going to hold on to your faith. Yeah. To see if you're going to believe me. You know, we talked about last week, amen, when he, not last week, but week before, when he was giving them that manna from heaven. And he told them, don't eat. You know, don't collect more than you can eat in a day. Right? And it says he did this to prove them, to see if they would obey his word. And guess what? Some did. I think I would be in that 50% at least. You know. But then again, God might say something different. You know, but some didn't. And when they didn't, it said that the manna was a mess. It stank. It rotted. Amen. Now they had to clean up the whole house, get rid of all the worms that came with it. I mean, when we don't do it God's way, we setting ourselves up for more than we bargained for. Amen. And believe you me, we don't need more. Life has thrown enough at us, amen, without having to try and get more stuff thrown at us. So trust him. How many of y'all got a testimony in here? Let me see your hand. Look around the room. Now, how many of us are quick to tell our testimony? I lost a few hands. I lost a few hands. But you know, your testimony is for a purpose. And let me say this, amen, is sometimes we want to give what we call a testimony. But we don't have the victory yet. See, you ain't ready to give the testimony if you ain't got no victory yet. Right? Because you're still going through the test. So when you try to testify, when you're still going through the journey, when you're still trying to go through the test, amen, it's just the testimony. Because you ain't finished the test yet. You ain't got the test part down yet. So it's just your moaning. Now, it's a prayer request. But it ain't a testimony yet. See, a testimony is what he's done for you, what he's brought you through. Amen. What he got you over. Amen. This testimony is when I got the victory on the other side. Amen. And I can show the goodness of God. When we step back and we begin to see God in the midst of the situation. So we got to hold on to that. We got to trust God in that. Because he is more than able to do what he said he would do. If we just trust him and believe him. Amen. Let's stand. I think y'all got enough to chew on today. Amen. When you stop and think about how good God is, when you stop and think, and you know, I just want to, even as we leave here, as we go home, amen, just think about, just, you ain't got time for all of it. Now, I know I won't have time, but just think about some of the things that God has done for you. Some of the places he's brought you through. Some of the victories you didn't think you was going to get over. I want to just think. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. See, we've seen a lot of testimonies in this ministry over the years. And see, I have no doubt what God can do. Amen. From the spiritual to the physical to the emotional, I have no doubt what God can do. But we just got to trust him. You know, some of y'all missing out when you don't make it to Bible study. At least get online because we do some digging. Amen. And it helps to build that confidence and that trust in God, amen, and that interaction. Because why? Because when we're sharing with one another, we're encouraging one another. Yeah. We're building up one another. We're sharing his word, amen, so that we can be strengthened for the road ahead. And I know every single one of us needs some strength for the road ahead. Because guess what? You don't know what tomorrow holds. Yeah. All you got to do is turn on the news and you see all kind of crazy stuff. And if it ain't for God, that would be you and me. And just because we live for God don't mean nothing going to touch our lives. Right? But what do you have on board when trouble comes? What you got to sustain you and to strengthen you, amen? And one of the things that he designed is the testimonies of the saints. Because we can think about when Sister So-and-so went through this, or when Brother So-and-so got delivered from that, because God showed up, and we can reflect on those things, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you need to hear it in the present tense. You need to see and know that God is moving in the present day. It's good to read the Bible and see what happened back then, but what about now? Is he still moving? Is he still healing? Is he still delivering? Is he still doing miracles? Is he still, you know, casting out demons? The answer to all those questions is yes, amen. But we got to see it. We got to hear it. We got to know it in our, as I say, in our knower. Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. But as the man said, we talked about Wednesday night, you know, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You see, we have a level of belief, and that doesn't take away from your faith. Right? See, I got faith in God. Amen. But you just got to increase your belief in what he's able to do. Amen. See, it's easy to believe God for a headache. My wife will tell you, I refuse to suffer a headache. The minute I feel it coming on, I say, not so.
Amen.
And it's gone. But can we believe God for cancer? When the doctors say, ain't nothing we can do. We've done all we can do. Can you believe God, amen, to figure out when the doctors can't figure it out? To show the doctors what to do. That's why it's important for us to hear, for us to be willing to share. Amen. See, sometimes we want to preach the Bible to people on our job, in the marketplace, when all you need to do is tell them your testimony. Share what he's done for you, that you know you couldn't do for yourself. That you know the hand of God was all over. See, that's probably the best sermon you're going to be able to preach to somebody. Uh-huh. Amen. Because they can't take away what God has done. Amen. If you just hold on to that truth. But first of all, we got to believe it. Sometimes God has done things for us. Let me close this. He's done things for us. And we didn't even give him credit for it. Didn't give him credit, didn't give him no glory. Amen. But if it had not been for the Lord. See, one thing she said, amen, is they practicing. God ain't practicing. He know what he doing. He knew before you knew you were sick, what was coming. And he knew what he was going to do through it. And there's times that God allows us to go through things, you know, so that he can be glorified. Remember when they asked Jesus one time, he came into the village, and there was a boy who was blind, and he said, who sinned? Because if they connect the sickness to sin, you know, to sin, so it's who sinned? Was it the child or was it his parents? And Jesus told him, neither. This is to the glory of God. And healed the boy. See, so we got to recognize, amen, what you've been through, somebody else is going through. And your testimony can help them get through. If we're just willing to let them know that God will take you all the way through to the finishing line. Amen. So I just want to open the altar this morning. Because sometimes we're holding on to things. And we don't know if we want to trust God or if we really trust God for this thing. And I don't know what it might be. But you know. Physical, emotional, spiritual. Whatever it might be that you're holding on to. And you want to trust God, that just pray in that simple prayer. Help my unbelief. Because what I've seen has caused me to wonder. What I've felt, what I've been through has caused me to wonder if he's real. Because the enemy wants to make you feel like God ain't real. But I'm going to tell you right now, this ain't no fairy tale. Not at all. This ain't no kind of fairy tale. God is real. You know, I always think about how good God is. You know, and I'm always amazed at his creation. You know, how he's done so many things, amen. And, you know, even I look forward to talking to people about, is God real? Because I just tell them, look at your hand. Look at your fingerprint. Now, you got 8 billion plus people on the planet. And not one of them has the same fingerprint you got. Now, that's a small area to figure out 8 billion different patterns. And they're still coming. Just simple things like that amaze me, amen, because I know that that's by divine design. I mean, and I can go on and on about God and his design, But there's so much evidence of his fingerprints all around the world. If we just open our eyes and see them. Fingerprints in our own lives. If we just open our eyes and see them. He's made a way. So we want to pray for those. Come close, come close. Don't be afraid. Come close, come close, come close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know there's others. Come on up, come on up, come on up. Come on up. Don't be afraid.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Your trust in God. See, there's times the enemy can scare us out of believing what God said. They cause us to doubt what God is able to do. And to choose to settle for less than what he has available to us. Because we don't want to put our faith out there and be disappointed. But the reality is God's disappointed that we're not putting our faith out there.
Right.
Now, who you want to be disappointed more? Because if you put it out there and he does what he's going to do, ain't nobody disappointed. But if we hold back in unbelief, he's disappointed, we're disappointed. And the enemy gets the victory. I want to challenge our faith today to trust him and to believe him, even when it don't look like it, it don't make no sense. You know, that's the perfect recipe for God to show up. When man has done all he can do, then God shows up. Let's bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness and your grace. We thank you, God, just for this opportunity to come before you, God, and say, here am I with all my stuff, with all my struggles, with the lies of the enemy living rent-free in my head. Lord, help me to purge those things out in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to put my trust and my confidence in you. In whatever area it is in your life, or my life for that matter, whatever it is, God, help us to put our confidence in you. Help us to get a grip on our faith, hallelujah, and through that faith that you would increase our belief, God, if we just step out into the deep and trust you and give you the opportunity to show yourself strong on our behalf, God. Lord, we're willing to hold on. We're willing to trust you, God. We're willing to continue to speak truth, speak life, speak healing, speak faith in the name of Jesus. In spite of what we see, Lord, what we believe. Help us, Lord, to have a tenacity to believe you and to trust you. Lord, to know that you're more than able. Hallelujah. Let us not draw back. Because of the lack of faith in others, God. Let us not draw back, hallelujah, because of our fear or our doubt, God. But we come, Lord, saying, increase our faith. We come saying, God, help our unbelief. Lord, that it may rise to the measure of your power and your authority, God. In our lives, in our circumstances, God, in our emotions, in our physical body, God, in our spiritual walk, help us, Lord. To grab hold of more and more, not holding back, but pressing in to draw near, Lord, to you. And God, use us, even where we are right now, God, from what you've already done, to help to provoke the faith of others through the sharing of our testimony, the things you've brought us through, the ways that you showed up. Lord, the way you've never let me down. Hallelujah. As we just trust you and continue to believe you, God, we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. When you say, let your divine will be done. Lord, I lift up your people, God. Lord, you know every heart. You know every challenge. You know every struggle. Lord, and they come, God. We come before you right now. Seeking your face. Seeking that reassurance from your spirit and in your word, God, that you are more than able. To do all things but fail. There's nothing. Nothing. Come on, say that with me. Nothing.
Nothing.
Too hard for God.
Too hard for God.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Too hard for God.
Hard for God.
If we just trust him and believe him. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. He's able. There's somebody waiting. I'm going to get you. You stay right there. There's somebody waiting. You may not believe there's somebody waiting to hear your testimony. Somebody need to hear your testimony. Amen. So that they can get a breakthrough, so that they can be encouraged, so they can be lifted, that their faith can be increased. Amen. Amen. So before I let you go, is any sister Yolanda here to join the church? Anybody else want to join the church? Amen. And be a part of the church. Amen. To get connected. Amen. We invite you to come along with Yolanda.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, Stefan. Come on up here, man. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else want to become a part? This is a good day. Every day is a good day. Any day is a good day to join the church. Amen. To get connected and to be involved in what God has for you. You know, because the Bible tells us to be, you know, they that are planted in the house of God flourish in his courts. Why? And you can bring your gifts and your talents, amen, your abilities in to be a part of what God is doing in this place. Amen. Which is part of his kingdom. We ain't the whole kingdom, obviously. Amen. We're part of that kingdom. And I'm glad to be a part of that kingdom. So we thank God for you. Amen. Each one, y'all turn around and look at y'all. Back, y'all new church family. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you each a chance just to introduce yourself. Come on.
Good afternoon, family. My name is Samandra Ote. Miss Kanisha, Miss Kanisha actually was the person who invited me to the women's event. It was Mother and Me women's event. Mm. And I hadn't stopped coming since. I was out for a couple weeks, so I went to see my boys, but... I just thank God for the love of God that's shown in his place and just his presence that shows up every time we come in for worship. And it's just good to be a part of a great community. So thank God for being here.
Yes. Amen. Stefan.
Come on, I'm with you, man. Just your name.
How y'all doing today? My name is Stefan. Stefan.
There you go. Amen. All right. This is your family, girl. Come on.
My name is Yolanda Lofton. And I'm just glad to be here. And then I thank God for Pastor Linda and Apostle David. I just thank you guys so much for when you broke in and you can find somebody who can speak life into you. So I just thank God for them, you know, that they came into my life. I've known them since I've been here, but they came into my life and spoke a word and helped me heal. So I thank God for you.
Amen. Let me get my hood. God bless you. My brother, welcome. Amen. You know, we love you all. Amen. With the love of God, amen. So with that, amen, I'm going to get out the way. But y'all, we're going to have them stay here. Amen. We're going to just love on them, give them a living faith welcome. And after that, they're preparing lunch back here for all of us. Amen. So please stay and break bread with us. Amen. Sister Kanisha. Oh, you getting ahead of the line. Okay. Amen. So we're going to get ready, like I said, get ready, amen, to share the food and the fellowship. Amen. But I have to reiterate this. Just like she said, we spoke life into her. Just the love of God. We can speak life to each other. Yes. If we just pause and take a moment and let the Spirit of God use you, lead you, you can speak life into others. Amen. And not just in here.
Amen. Come on.
Right. out there, on your job,